Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm like, whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week. Hold it down with my cho. E-Tank it out of. Let's hit Yamada. Thank you. Big smile. I feel
again. Yo, 皆さん、マンガスティポッドキャストへ。Welcome this. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga State Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and I'm your teacher and guide through this wonderful lesson in life that we call Japonese. Japanese is the world's best language, and if you have any problems with that, make sure to shoot me a message at manga-sensei.com/info, or you could simply connect with me on any of the social platforms. I am everywhere at The Manga Sensei. You can simply find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, you name it, I'm there. But today, as I do most Sundays, I try to answer people's questions that they have sent me throughout the week, as well as give people updates and kind of give a base rundown of what I think. I like my Sunday podcast because it's really up to me. I can kind of say whatever the heck I want, and I really like that. I mean, who really gets to do that to 2,000 or so people every single day? This guy. So a couple of things that I'm really, really excited about. If you're keeping up with us on Instagram or if you're following us anywhere online, you notice I dropped a couple of sneak peek this last week about our comic that is coming out. So we're dropping a comic. It's going to be the Manga Sensei comic. Basically what it is we're going to be teaching Japanese through manga. Basically, Manga Sensei will be a real deal. If you heard me a little bit last week, I explained a little bit about it. If you want to know, we'll go back to my sneak peek chapter, but we have a whole bunch of them done. The first couple weeks are finished and already done ahead of time. So as soon as we finish up, we're opening up on March 1st there. We'll be dropping comics 3 times a week. And if you would like to make sure that you get information on all of the vocab words before the words come out, make sure to sign up for our newsletter. In our newsletter on manga-sensei.com, basically what this allows you to do is we give you all the vocab words that are going to be found in the comic ahead of time. That way you can give yourself a little bit of an advantage when you read the comic strip. So make sure to sign up for that newsletter. In other news, we have built up more stuff on our fun, exciting dictionary, and we're trying to code it so it works a little bit better, make that search bar more valuable for you. But with that, I've been thinking a lot this week about school and people getting ready for finals week, and I've been thinking a lot about how do you get ready for finals in Japanese. So if you are a college student, if you are studying 101, or if you're in 401, if you're a senior studying Japanese, or if you're just doing your first semester of Japanese, I wanted to give tips and helps for people that are going to be studying at these tests. I've done a lot of these tests. They're terrible and I hate them, but they are part of our life still. So if you are studying for Japanese, what are my recommendations for cramming and studying the last couple of weeks? Because those are most of the questions that I've received this week, and most of the outreach that I've received is, oh my goodness, it's finals. Ah! And so I wanted to make sure that we have something for you. So the first thing I recommend, and I have 5 recommendations. Point number 1, front load vocabulary. So front loading is a linguistics or linguist term that refers to basically taking a whole bunch of words, vocabulary words, and pounding vocab. So for the week before finals, what I recommend doing is going in, getting a list of maybe 100 vocab words, maybe from your textbook that you're having to unfortunately use, and pound those vocab words. Do whatever you can to just snarf down as many vocab words as you can possibly manage in one day, okay? If you're in between tests, pound vocab. If you're just taking some time at home, pound vocab. If you can think about something else, pound vocab. Vocabulary is going to be the biggest thing that's going to help you, give you a hint for what you're going to be reading or studying on these tests. What's the next thing that I recommend? So the next thing that I recommend is after you've pounded some of the vocab, go through each of the individual grammar points that you've had throughout the semester, write them on a whiteboard, and then erase the ones that you can't comfortably make a sentence with. So a lot of the classes that I've been part of when I was at university here is for, there's a lot of random vocabulary grammar structures, and a lot of them will be still either in your textbook or they'll be in your notes. So write them on a board, and then go through each one and make sure that you can comfortably and accurately make a sentence with each one of those sentences. Even maybe you can try to create a story with all the however many you have to make sure that you know how to use them. If you don't know how to use them, then you know what you have to go over, right? Okay, the next thing. Do not take a bunch of time and waste a whole bunch of time trying to make flashcards at the end of the semester. If you want to make flashcards, that was purpose for the beginning of the semester, not the very, very end. At the very end of the semester, you need to focus on making sure that you know what the content is and that you can get it out in a normal sounding way. So if you're going to be doing something, make sure that you're not wasting time on useless things like making flashcards. Even if you're front-loading vocabulary, there's other ways to do it. The Anki decks are a great source for that kind of information. Do that. Okay, so that was number three. Number four is when you are studying for the test, what I recommend doing is identifying what you are worst at in the language. So if you're not very good at speaking, if you're not very good at listening, if you're not very good at writing, try to find what you are worst at. For example, myself, I feel like the thing that I'm worst at is probably writing. So I would probably spend more time at the end of the semester focusing on my writing. I would make sure that I can write out whatever grammar points I want to hit. You're going to want to strengthen your weakness more than you're going to want to excel at your strength. And the reason for this is because most tests are comprehensive, meaning that they're going to have every different part of the test, and you're going to want to make sure your weakest part is just as strong as your other weak parts. So you want to make sure that you're not... College doesn't exactly allow you to excel in a language, but what they do is want to try to make you well-rounded, which as unfortunate as that is and as stupid as that is, it's a great idea to be able to kind of make sure that you're answering what they want and not let your grades suffer. Okay, last thing. This one's not necessarily part of getting ready for finals, but it is part about going into the summer and making sure that you do not forget Japanese during the summer, because you're going to pound things out getting ready for this final, and then as soon as the final's over, you're going to have to get ready and go back into switching gears from if you're studying Japanese something else, or if you're just simply going home or not work or not going to school for the summer, you need to make sure that you keep up this Japanese acumen. Aside from listening to my podcast and watching your favorite TV show in Japanese, what I recommend doing is picking out two books. Choose one book that is below your level and choose one book that is above your level in Japanese. Do not choose something that is ridiculous. If you have just finished Japanese 101, do not read Harry Potter. If you are Japanese level 400 level, you might choose Harry Potter, and then you might choose something else, but don't choose like Koji no Shugi or something. Actually, Koji no Shugi is, Watashi no Koji no Shugi is actually really, really good. You should read that. By Natsumi Sosaki. But don't choose something ridiculous. Choose something that makes you stretch a little bit and something that you can go down a little bit. And the reason for that is because you're going to be doing so many things, you're probably not going to read a lot more books than that. And if they're too big or if they're too much of an undertaking, then you're not going to do it. And two books, one being slightly above your level, one being slightly under your level, allows you to figure out what you're feeling like for that day and allows you to read Japanese out loud to yourself and help you kind of see what the structures are. It gives you kind of helps your brain work in Japanese again. Choose two books. Those will be extremely helpful, even if you are only choosing something simple as like a kid's book. I don't care, but try to choose two books to read during the summer and make sure to listen to me every single day. You're welcome. With that, those are my five tips, four of which are for finals, and the one final tip for after finals are over. Do try to decompress. Understand you will forget some words. It will be okay. Take it slow. You know all the other normal test-taking things that everybody else tells you. With that, though, I will sign off. Make sure to sign up for our newsletter, get on our website, and follow us on the socials. I am John Sensei, and this is me signing off. Make some mistakes. Bye-bye. Jana.
She getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, see me my sand. Chotto matte, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii.
Hontoni,
I say facts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.